Welcome to Britt Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings. Hello, fellow book lovers, and welcome back to Britt Lachey Speaks podcast. Today, we have a fantastic book review to share with you. I recently rated Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey as a solid 5 out of 5 stars. Let's dive into this review and discover what made this book so extraordinary. Now, right from the start, I admit to having preconceived notions about Matthew McConaughey based on his film roles. But Green Lights turned out to be a revelation, revealing a side of him I had not expected. Matthew McConaughey, known for his fun-loving and caring on-screen persona, emerges as a multi-layered and well-grounded individual in this book. It's a testament to the power of written word to reveal the complexities of a person beyond their public image. Now, the book is a blend of a diary and conversation. The unique format makes the reader feel intimately connected to McConaughey's experiences, almost as if they're sitting down for a heartfelt conversation with the author himself. Green Lights is a treasure trove of wisdom. I found gems at every turn of the page. From poignant poetry to thought-provoking sayings and even everyday symbols like bumper stickers and traffic lights. Those were bookmarked all throughout the book. And I did the Kindle version. So it's like quotes and notes and highlighted passages all throughout his book. It's a reflection of McConaughey's rich life experiences. The book is celebrated for its approachability, despite having slightly over 300 pages. I say it's a quick and engaging read. Although it was 300 pages, a good portion of those are pictures. And it flows really, really well that you don't even realize that you've read that many pages. Matthew McConaughey's storytelling skills shine through, making his journey through life a captivating one. But what stands out is Matthew McConaughey's ability to create vivid imagery with his words. Reading the book is as though you're right there with him, experiencing his adventures. And the fact that he provides pictures to accompany the stories takes the immersive experience to a whole new level. And it's great quality pictures, too. So Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey is a revelation, an intimate conversation with a Hollywood star, a treasure chest of wisdom, and a book that both is quick and impactful. Remember, my fellow book enthusiasts, your reviews and recommendations are what make this podcast special. If you read Green Lights or any other book you'd like to share with us, please don't hesitate to reach out. Your voice matters.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
Bring on the music. Bring on the funk. Welcome back. We have a special segment dedicated to a rising star who's been making waves and connecting with audiences in a unique way. I'm speaking of Aaliyah Sheffield, a talented artist who caught my attention on TikTok. Picture it, TikTok. It all began when I stumbled upon Aaliyah Sheffield's viral hit, Earth is Ghetto, a song that's taken the internet by storm. The infectious melody and contemporary vibes have made it an instant favorite for many. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. I want to step further and delve into Aaliyah's debut album, These Songs Are For Anyone Sick of Earth. What I found was a musical revelation. It wasn't just the beats and the tunes, but the deeply relatable lyrics that struck a chord. The album resonated with me on a profound level. It's like Aaliyah Sheffield was able to capture the essence of my thoughts and my feelings in every track. Earth is Ghetto, Boo Boo the Fool, and I Don't Like People All Up in My House Sang It, Aaliyah, stood out as my personal favorites. These songs spoke to my soul as the lyrics encapsulated my emotions and experiences. It's a testament to Aaliyah Sheffield's ability to connect with her audience on a deeply personal level through her music. It's not just about the tunes and the beats or the catchy melodies. It's about the power of lyrics and music to make us feel seen and heard. Aaliyah Sheffield's work has done just that for me, and it's undoubtedly resonating with many others out there. So if you haven't discovered Aaliyah Sheffield and her album, These Songs Are For Anyone Sick of Earth, yet, I highly recommend giving it a listen. You might just find yourself saying, yes, that's my jam on multiple songs, just like myself. And remember, the magic of music is in its ability to make us feel, to connect, and to remind us that we're not alone in this world. That's it for this segment on Aaliyah Sheffield. Keep discovering new tunes, and if you have any musical gems you'd like to share with us, don't hesitate to reach out. Until next time, keep dancing to the beat of your own heart. What the tech? What the tech? What the tech? Hey, what the tech? In today's tech news. I mean, what the tech? Let's dive into an important topic that many of our listeners can relate to: social media. In this digital age, maintaining a healthy and productive presence on social platforms is crucial. We put together a list of 5 must-haves for today's woman to navigate the social media landscape effectively. All right. Our first must-have is a professional presence. In today's interconnected world, platforms like LinkedIn are powerful tools for career development and networking. A well-curated LinkedIn profile can open doors to new opportunities and help you build a strong professional brand. Next, let's talk privacy settings. Now, privacy settings are essential. Understanding and using the privacy settings on your social media accounts can protect your online security and privacy. It's vital to control who can access your personal information and your posts. Now let's talk about a supportive community. Join or create online communities that align with your interests and goals. These communities can provide support, inspiration, and valuable networking opportunities. They're like your digital cheerleaders, or your sisters, or your brothers and sisters. You know, digital fam. Content moderation is our 4th must-have. What you post and share can significantly impact your personal and professional image. Authentic, positive content tends to resonate well with your audience. Remember, your online presence is your digital business card. Finally, we have digital well-being. It is crucial to maintain a healthy balance between your online and offline life. Set limits on screen time, engage in real life experiences, and take breaks as needed. Your mental and emotional well-being should always come first. Now, there you have it, our 5 social must-haves for today's woman. As you navigate the digital world, remember to maintain a professional presence, use privacy settings wisely, seek out supportive communities, practice content moderation, and prioritize your digital well-being. Your online presence can be a powerful tool for personal and professional growth, so use it wisely. Stay tuned for more insightful discussions on Brantley Shea Speaks, where we address topics that matter to today's digital queens.
Coming up is the word of the week. What word do we have this week?
It's time for our word of the week segment. Each week, we explore a new word to expand our vocabulary and appreciation for the beauty of language. Today's word is ephemeral. E-P-H-E-M-E-R-A-L, ephemeral. Ephemeral is an adjective that describes something short-lived or fleeting. It's often used to express the idea that something is temporary, transient, or lasting for a very brief time. The concept of ephemerality is found in many aspects of our lives, from the fleeting beauty of a sunset to the transitory nature of our thoughts and emotions. We encounter ephemeral moments each and every day, but sometimes we overlook their significances. The word ephemeral reminds us to cherish the fleeting beauty of life and to find meaning in those moments that are here and gone in the blink of an eye. So how can you use ephemeral in your daily conversations? You might say, the beauty of a snowflake is truly ephemeral as it melts away within seconds of landing on the ground. Or, our lives are filled with ephemeral moments that we should savor and appreciate. And there you have it, our word of the week, ephemeral. I encourage you to embrace the ephemerality of life, find meaning in the temporary, and expand your vocabulary one word at a time. That is all for today's segment. Thank you for tuning in to Brit Lachey Speaks podcast. Join me next week for another captivating word to explore. Until then, keep speaking, keep learning, and keep growing.
Thanks for listening to Brit Lachey Speaks. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or Google Podcasts. Connect with me on Instagram at BLT_speaks and Facebook at Brit Lachey Speaks. That's BRITTLASHEA Speaks. Want to join in on the conversation? Leave a message on the hotline. Dial 615-424-7856. I look forward to hearing from you. Peace and blessings. See you on the next episode.